Hello there. Welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, September 25th, 2014. It is currently 12 degrees. No, wait, 13 degrees. It's going to a high of 29 degrees Celsius today, which is, I think the technical term is frickin' warm for late September, nearly the end of September. Holy cow. But again, anyways, this is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. You've heard me talk about them a lot. Visit campaignmonitor.com to learn about awesome newsletter skills and abilities that you could have if you use their service, as we do at goodstuff.fm. This, I was going to say the episode number, but then I was realizing I think only podcasters really care about episode number, right? Like fellow podcasters, and if you're a podcast listening nerd like me, regular folks don't care about episode numbers. Radio and TV, they don't have episode numbers. They do, but they don't tell everybody obsessively. Like, this is episode 2 of Survivor season 29. So if you want to find out more, go to, they just say the website, cbs.com/survivor or whatever. Survivor started last night. We haven't watched it yet. No spoilers. Every time Survivor comes around, I think, oh, we should do a Survivor podcast. But then it just becomes untenable to actually do it because by the time you watch it and then, sorry, by the time you get the kids to bed, watch the show, and then try and record a podcast after that, at least the stage of life with our kids, it just is not doable, not possible. We haven't figured out a way to do it anyways. Because both my wife and I, Sue, would love to do the podcast together along with someone else. But we can't figure out a way to make it work. Because if you wait too long after the show, then it's pointless. Nobody's going to listen to it on Friday or Saturday or whatever if you record it Thursday, let's say. Similarly with The Amazing Race. Those two shows are fun. To me, anyways, still fun reality TV shows. I know Survivor gets knocked pretty well for being a dumb reality show, but it was one of the first and I still find it entertaining. Anyways, podcasting. Here I go talking about podcasting on a podcast, which is what people love. I think that's what people really tune in for. Speaking of which, I had a guest on Show Me Your Mic, episode 51, Jordan Cooper, who's he's a podcast guy. He does a podcast over on 5x5.tv. He's also a YouTube channel. He swears at the internet on the YouTubes. And one thing he said, he stuck out to me as his opinion on podcasting is it's a personality-driven medium, which I would agree with in general. Like either you have, it seems like anyways, either in podcasting you have an audience from something you've done, like a Marco Arment, for example. He worked at Tumblr, created Instapaper, created a few things, built a following that way, and along the way started a podcast over on the 5x5s and brought his audience to him. So it's not that he necessarily had an amazing podcasting personality, but he brought this audience with him, right? And there's other folks who have a great personality that just shines for podcasting. A Mark Maron, to borrow from Adam Clark here, his hero, and others. They have the personality that just makes it work, draws people in. So then I've been reflecting these last few days since talking with Mr. Cooper about this and thinking, for Saskatoon folks, by the way, it's a different Jordan Cooper than the one you're thinking of. There's two apparently out there. What was I going to say? The personality. Do I have a person? I don't know if I have a personality. I'm Canadian. I'm from Saskatchewan, Saskatoon, in the middle of Canada. It feels like we often don't have a, our accent is the lack of an accent. It's not that we have, I'm sure you hear me having an accent and it's different than what people sound like where you are if you're from far away, as they say in Newfoundland. But I feel like we're kind of like, Canadians in general are kind of accused of being fairly bland, even keel. And so then to what personality would I draw out of that, and how would that affect someone? You kind of want to be like, inspire a reaction from people, right? Negative or positively, something, just not apathy, not blah, which is what we talked about on Show Me Your Mic. Just you want to inspire something, some sort of reaction. And so, hopefully by me sharing a bit of myself more with like the last couple episodes, just a bit of struggles of running a business and money and stuff like that. Hopefully that makes either people want to listen, or maybe you want to listen less and sorry to lose you as a listener, but I'm going to keep going with this. This is as much for me as it is for anyone else. But I do think about that from a, just as a podcaster, as a thing. I love podcasting. I love this medium. I love getting to talk with interesting folks and hear their stories. All while the in the comfort and safety of my basement. Someday maybe an office studio, who knows? But yeah, not having to like sit up on stage and do this kind of show or on video or whatever necessarily, but in the medium of audio. So I certainly do have a personality, but just whether it's one that inspires the masses, or at least the small masses of people, small mass to people. No, that's not right either. iPhone 6 update quickly. I have had it now almost a week. It's I'm holding it in my hands. It's easily the best phone I've ever had, which sounds really silly. Like Apple often says that every time they've released a new product, like this is the best MacBook Pro we've ever released. Well, of course it is. It's the newest one. Why would it be? It can't not be, unless you really, really screwed up. It can't not be better, because you just, by virtue alone of putting more memory and a faster processor in, it's going to be better than last year's MacBook. But anyways, there's still people who do prefer older phones and older devices just in terms of how they were designed. And I'm still getting used to the idea of a 4.7-inch screen. Holding my iPhone 4, which was a 3.5-inch screen, feels tiny. I'm sure a 4-inch iPhone 5, 5S, whatever, would feel right about perfect, because this is just that little bit too big still to reach and tap things sort of in the bottom or the top third of the screen. That's just for like sort of that one-handed, you know, you walk into your car, quickly checking your text, want to reply kind of stuff. But for everyday use, when I'm sitting on the couch using it, or you know, in front of the TV or anywhere at the desk or whatever, then I really love the screen. It's a beautiful, gorgeous screen. Taking photos with this thing is amazing. The camera is amazing. I posted some video of using the slow motion camera, 240 frames per second video camera on a phone. Crazy. And of course, it's crazy awesome fast. I've said crazy too many times, I think. Crazy fast for compared to what I was used to. Like there's just no way for it not to be amazingly fast. So all around, love it. Highly encourage, if you're rocking an iPhone 4 or 4S like I was, and you use it for pictures and you use it for, say, video stuff, you know, your kids and all that kind of stuff, highly recommend an upgrade if it's in the cards for you. Don't hold out too long. Like 4 years was probably a little too long. I'm going to suffer from having some crappy photos of my kids. But just the middle kid, right? Nobody will miss. Middle guy. Whatever his name is. Patreon update. Thanks to the folks like Jordan, although he doesn't want any mention. So I won't mention him. Supporting my Patreon campaign, which I'm just going to keep it as a low-key thing until I get a chance to make a video and stuff. But obviously I'll talk about it occasionally just to give you an update. Up to $60.75 a month. So thank you to the folks who are doing that, who are supporting me with creating podcasts. It means a lot. It's an honor just to be nominated by by anybody giving any amount, period. And the fact that it's more than $1, which is kind of all I was kind of expecting or hoping for initially, just until I put some serious weight into it, promoting it and all that kind of stuff. It's a great feeling, and great to know that what I'm doing here with the podcasting and good stuff and a variety of other mediums that I do stuff in is appreciated, enjoyed, and I hope that at some point we'll get that rolling in a big way. But yeah, for now I appreciate the early adopters. You can find me on the Twitters. Sorry, the Patreon thing is patreon.com/iChris. That's where you can read about that. I'm on the Twitters at iChrisGoodStuff.fm/dailyish is where you can find this episode and many more like it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.